Love Across the Pond, written by Amy Corwin and read by Ruth Urquhart.
Chapter 1. November 25th, 1822, London. Edward Archer watched as Miss Denham drew off her green gloves, glanced at him, and calmly stated,
"It is not a matter of love, of course. Never has been. Nonsense to base a marriage on such whims, as I am sure you agree."
He gave an ambivalent grunt. Marriage might very well do without love, but one at least needed respect and some sort of affection.
"I am convinced we shall rub along tolerably well together," she said, smiling in satisfaction as her gaze roved around the elegant furnishings of the large, bright ivory drawing room.
Her glance dwelled for several seconds on the gilded mouldings and high coffered ceiling with its exquisite painting of dawn breaking over Olympus before coming to rest on Edward's face with proprietary pleasure.
"What say you, Mr. Archer? You are not getting any younger, you know, and neither am I. Shall we consider the matter settled?"
Her smile widened.
"I am not without resources of my own, you understand. I shall bring you a generous settlement, very generous, and I have no objections to your interest in the law. You may even have a legal practice, if that is your desire."
She snorted with laughter and shook her head, dislodging several bright red curls.
"Frankly, I am convinced you will see that it is not necessary after we are wed, of course, but every gentleman must have his trivial pursuits."
"How very kind of you. Very rational. I'm sure most gentlemen would be pleased to hear such a sensible proposal. But alas, I must say no," Edward replied dryly. When she opened her mouth to speak, he held up a hand. "I assure you, I have given the notion all the consideration it deserves." She laughed heartily and shook her head, her brash red curls bouncing over her wide shoulders.
"It is the lady's role to be coy, Mr. Archer. We both know the arrangement will be a good match for both of us."
She slapped her gloves against her left palm.
"My father is waiting to hear from you. I would prefer to get the wedding over with as soon as possible."
"I have no doubt of that," Edward said.
"Mid-December would suit me. Think on it."
Miss Denham had a peculiar inability to hear anything that she didn't want to hear.
"I will return tomorrow. Never fear."
"I have no fears on that score," he murmured, smiling gently. She gave him a bland look and nodded, snapping her gloves against her palm again. She also seemed incapable of understanding the concept of accepting defeat, graciously or otherwise, and he wondered if stronger measures were required. If he hadn't been hampered by the fact that she was his sister's friend, he would have made it completely clear to her in a way even she could understand, that he would not be forced into a marriage he didn't want.
"If you will excuse me, I have an appointment," he said at last, gesturing toward the door.
"Of course."
She drew on her gloves.
"Tomorrow, then."
He sighed.
"Tomorrow."
He waited until Latimore escorted her to the door before he donned his hat and gloves and strolled outside, examining the hurrying pedestrians. No sign of Miss Denham's tall figure. For once, the excuse of an appointment was not a social expedient designed to end an interminable visit. He'd received a request from his cousin, the Duchess of Peckham, to call on her today, though he couldn't imagine why. First Miss Denham, and now the Duchess of Peckham. Both strong-willed, red-haired women. It was growing difficult not to associate that particular hair colour with an annoying slide of his normally good luck into bad. After 15 minutes of brisk walking, he came to a halt in front of the vast columned facade of Her Grace's London home. He studied the imposing frontage. A dark cloud floated overhead, casting shadows over the grey panes of the windows and sinking the dark green door into gloom. He straightened and climbed the 4 stairs to the stoop, entering the cold shadows. No matter the cost, one didn't ignore a duchess, particularly if that duchess were also a cousin. With a sigh, Edward knocked on the wide door and was soon ushered into the huge crimson and gold sitting room on the first floor.